being a chef, I'm always interested in new products. And the Kakadu Plum presented us with a wonderfully unique product. It only grows in the top end of Australia, as we all know. Yeah. And it's very iconic. And once I started learning about the nutraceutical benefits of it and the value of it as a food additive, not only does it add huge value to the nutrition, we've now found that it also has a preservative quality. And so from going to just using it, going out and picking it and buying it off Indigenous harvesters and using it in our muffins and our Kakadu plum spritzes and things like that, we're now doing a research project with the University of Queensland into ways of using it as a preservative in our products.
We were looking at one of the pre-prepared meals earlier. I think it was a Thai green chicken, something like that. The plum extract's in that meal. What's it doing to the shelf life?
We're hoping that our research, which will be finished at the end of this year, will show that it's actually increasing the shelf life and giving us more time to get our products out to Indigenous communities with better nutritional value than they might have had if they were stored in a freezer for a long, long time. So we're trying to get ourselves a competitive advantage in the pre-prepared meal market, because we do face a lot of competition from southern or from international marketers who have products that might have a lot of preservatives in them. We're looking at making products that are preservative-free. That has inhibited our shelf life, because even when they're frozen, they have a much shorter shelf life. And so working with the Kakadu plum, that extends the shelf life, but we're thinking at this stage, from the work we're doing with the University of Queensland, maybe up to another 3 months.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So how much plum do you need to put into a meal?
Well, we've been putting quite a lot. We've just got some research hot off the press the other day that says that the research that the University of Queensland are doing shows that we'll be able to decrease the amount we're putting in by about half and still have the preservative qualities at this stage. So it is quite a small amount. You might say it might be like the equivalent of, say, a quarter of a teaspoon in a meal, but not only is it adding the preservative quality, it's also adding peak nutrition to that product, and that's what all our products are all about.
So do you find it affects the flavour of a meal at all?
Not at all. It doesn't affect the flavour, but interestingly enough, I mean, I'm a flavourist. Flavour is the most important thing besides the look of a meal, and so I've been using Kakadu plum for many, many years as a flavouring in a lot of our products, because it has, if you eat a Kakadu plum on its own, you know, people want to think they're going to be like a big juicy red plum.
It's not.
They're actually not. They look like little tart green olives, and they're very hard. But the fact is, once you puree the fruit and use it, it's got a beautiful acidic flavour. We use it in our Kakadu plum spritzers in our cafes, and it gives that beautiful little acidic bite that is part of the umami of the food. So,
has it been easy getting hold of supply?
Of course, the Kakadu plum in its wild harvest state only grows for 6 weeks a year, and I'm out there fighting the green ants on the sides of the roads picking it when it does. But now we've got a team of our own Indigenous staff, actually, who have got the rights to pick it in certain areas, and they give us supply. Also, we're working with Wild Harvest NT, who does, Dave Bomey and his crew, who do a powdered product, freeze-dried product that we've got as a backup. So, but if you go upstairs to our freezers, you'll find that they're absolutely chock-a-block with frozen plums that we puree as we need them.
Do you think this could be the start of something that large food companies might be able to jump on board on?
Look, I'm totally convinced that it is. The work that's been done by the University of Queensland in proving that they can improve the freshness of prawns just by spraying them with a Kakadu plum liquid proves that there is something really special about the plum in the way it helps to preserve. By the end of this year, I'll have a conclusive and scientifically proven answer for you, Matt.
Well, look forward to that. We'll have a chat then. Thanks so much for your time in the country.
Thank you, Matt.